NHS Wales Swansea Bay University Health Board, We All Belong, our Strategic Equality Plan 2025-2028. Draft for engagement. 17th March to 25th April 2025. 1. Introduction. We All Belong is Swansea Bay Health Board's Strategic Equality Plan for 2025-2028. Outlined below is how it fits with our plans, how we developed it, the issues identified from our engagements and the actions we plan to take in 2025-2026 to start addressing these. We have called this plan We All Belong because throughout our discussions with people, be they the public, patients, families or our staff, they told us how they felt there were barriers to them accessing services because of their protected characteristics under the Equality Act, 2010, and they were made to feel different within our services. We want to ensure that every single person feels that they belong in all our services, whether as a service user, family member supporting them, or as a member of staff. This also applies to services we commission from other organizations for our population. This approach to developing We All Belong is purposefully inclusive and focuses on issues across all equality groups, which has elicited a wide range and extensive list of issues which our population and staff have identified as needing to be addressed. The Health Board has limited resources available to address these issues, alongside its other duties, and although this is everyone's business across the whole organization, it needs to be recognized that the Health Board does not currently have a dedicated coordinator for equality, diversity and belonging. Therefore, while it is important that all the outstanding issues are identified within this plan, it is equally important that the actions which will be taken forward each year are realistic and are the ones which will make a real difference to our communities and staff. We have proposed what we believe these should be for 2025-2026 in the attached action plan, but would welcome views on whether we have got this right based on what our population and staff have told us. 2. Background. Swansea Bay University Health Board's 10-year vision is to become a high-quality organisation, and to put our patients and staff at the centre of all we do. Therefore, this is the first strategic equality plan where our objectives or priorities, as we describe them, are based directly on feedback from individuals and organizations about issues people with protected characteristics under the Equality Act 2010 face in relation to the NHS in Swansea Bay. Our vision is to become a high-quality organization where the best people come to learn and work, with research and services that are centered on the needs of patients, carers and the population. This is in order to keep people healthy, support them to avoid ill health, maintain well-being and be there for our population with excellent health care when they need it. Our culture is driven by our values and behaviors. Caring for each other, we're friendly, kind and recognize everybody as an individual. Working together, we're honest and open with one another, genuinely seeking and acting on feedback. Always improving. We do what we say we'll do and always search for better. Equity is a key area for action for the Health Board to become a high-quality organization and is defined as designing and delivering services based on need, seeking to overcome unfair differences in outcome linked to socioeconomic status, geography, protected characteristics, and other vulnerabilities. This is purposefully different from equality, which is providing the same for everyone, which does not help to address health inequalities. Swansea Bay University Health Board's 10-year vision underpins how we are going to focus on becoming a high-quality organization by putting patients, their carers, our staff and the public we serve at the center of all we do. To do this, we need to listen to and understand their experiences and design our services to provide the highest quality and best experience possible. We also need to listen to and understand our staff's experiences about how things could be done better. We can then triangulate patient and staff feedback with data to provide insight into services which we will use to change or improve these services. Understanding impacts and experiences of protected characteristic groups and seldom heard groups about our services is a fundamental part of this, and if we address the barriers they face, we will improve experiences for everyone. If we engage with our service users and patients on an ongoing basis, we can better understand what is important to them, where there are problems, and where processes can be streamlined and improved. We can then co-design changes to address these, helping us to get things right first time. Therefore, for this plan, we have talked to lots of people and organizations who support them, as well as analyzing what people have said about equality issues through the engagements on service change that we have conducted over the past 3 years and our big conversation where we talked to lots of our staff. As a result, over 4,500 people's views have been reviewed and used to shape We All Belong, our strategic equality plan and the priorities identified. Our People Strategy 2024 to 2029 identified equality, diversity and belonging as one of our themes. We want to promote a compassionate culture that is inclusive and equitable, thrives on diversity and which actively addresses inequalities. We also considered a wide range of national plans and guidance in the preparation of this plan, and this strategic context is attached as Appendix A. 3. About our population and staff. The Health Board serves a population of approximately 390,000 employees, almost 13,500 staff, and receives around £1.5 billion financial allocation. Within Swansea Bay, people living in the most deprived areas, those on low incomes, and individuals with protected characteristics experience worse health outcomes. People living in the most deprived 20% of our population have a difference in healthy life expectancy of 14.6 years for men and 19.9 years for women compared to those living in the least deprived 20%. The factors influencing equitable access to healthcare include ability to pay for and access transport, ability to take time away from work, cultural and language factors, health literacy, trust in services. The differences which occur in health outcomes are known as health inequalities, unfair and avoidable differences in health across the population and between diverse groups within society. Health inequalities arise because of the conditions in which we were born, grow, live, work and age. These conditions influence our opportunities for good health and how we think, feel and act, and this shapes our mental health, physical health and well-being. These factors, along with protected characteristics, are complex and interact with each other, leading to differences in health outcomes. Individuals often fall into more than one category and subsequently may experience multiple drivers of poor health at the same time. This is called intersectionality, which makes their outcomes disproportionately worse. Ethnicity varies across Swansea Bay, with 8.6% of the Swansea area and 4.4% in the Neath Port Talbot area. This compares with the Wales average of 6.2%, Census, Wales, 2021. Ethnic minority groups as a whole are more likely to report ill health, and ill health starts at a younger age than in the white ethnic population. Socioeconomic deprivation disproportionately impacts on ethnic minority groups and is driven by a wider social context in which structural racism and discrimination reinforces the inequalities among ethnic groups. This can be seen, for example, in housing, employment, or the criminal justice system, and can have a negative impact on the mental and physical health of ethnic minority groups. Research and engagement work shows that lower uptake of health care and screening can be attributed in part to cultural barriers and accessible information for people who do not have English as their first language. 23.4% of the Swansea Bay population are disabled under the Equality Act, with Swansea having 22.4% and Neath Port Talbot 25.1%. Neath Port Talbot also has the highest proportion of two or more people with disabilities within a household across Wales at 10.4%. 4. How we prepared this plan. In line with our 10-year vision, we focused on analysing what our patients, their carers, our staff and the public told us about their experiences so that we can design our services to provide the highest quality and best experience possible. Therefore, we have reviewed and analysed what the population we serve and our staff told us in the following engagements about equality issues. Changing for the future. Older people's mental health services. Adult acute mental health services. Hydrotherapy. Orthopedics. Primary care feedback, Rosedale, Brunswick, Chiriton, Cymer, Cwmavan. Feedback when developing our anti-racist action plan. Feedback when developing our LGBTQ plus action plan. Maternity feedback from the Black, Asian and minority ethnic communities. Wider feedback from the Black, Asian and minority ethnic communities. Feedback from patients using our blood test services. Feedback from patients using our sexual health services. Feedback from our accessibility focus group and accessibility reference group. Swansea Human Rights City feedback. Bevan Commission report. Our big conversation. 5. Our strategic equality priorities. Our priorities are shaped by our 10-year vision, our values and our engagement. This plan will be delivered across the Health Board over the next 3 years. We are all responsible for making sure that our commitment to equity, diversity and belonging is at the heart of everything we do. Fundamentally, feedback both from staff and the public we serve highlights that, as an organization, a focus on human rights inequalities, equality impacts, health inequities, eliminating discrimination, harassment and victimization needs to be central to all we do. This focus needs to be applied, taken account of, and mitigated against in all decisions, policies and actions taken by and across the Health Board. This consideration needs to include not only protected characteristic groups under the Equality Act, 2010, but also those covered by the social economic duty. It also needs to consider the enhanced impact of intersectionality, where people who share more than one protected characteristic are at risk of multiple disadvantages, inequity, discrimination and harassment. As an anchor organization within the region, we need to take opportunities to influence and support partners to promote equality, eliminate discrimination, harassment and victimization. There are some general issues which need focused attention, and which will bring benefits for all protected characteristic groups, and indeed our whole population, if we can get them right. There are some important issues for individual protected characteristic groups which need to be addressed. Therefore, we have organized our priorities into three headings. 1. Strategic or organizational priority, embedding equality considerations in all we do. Initially focusing on revising our corporate decision-making to ensure equality impacts are considered and mitigated against alongside decisions. Developing a continuous engagement and insight approach across the organization which is used to identify all equality and related impacts as plans develop so that resultant changes have been shaped by people with protected characteristics. Developing an integrated assessment process that ensures all decisions are made with a clear understanding of impacts on protected characteristic groups and the mitigating actions which need to be implemented to address these. Utilizing the Public Services Ombudsman for Wales principles of good administration to underpin our actions throughout the Health Board. 2. General priorities. Addressing those things which will provide benefits across multiple protected characteristic groups. Ensuring patient communications are provided in a range of formats to meet the individual needs of patients consistently and across services. Ensuring that where interpretation services are required for patients, they are provided automatically, as a right, in all circumstances. Developing a program that will ensure over time that information for the public and patients meets accessibility requirements and is co-produced. Ensuring that information is available to make Health Board facilities more easily accessible, such as appropriate wayfinding. 3. Protected characteristic-specific priorities. Underpinning our strategic equality priorities and the resultant action plans are a range of action plans specific to different protected characteristic groups, for example LGBTQ+, anti-racist, sensory loss. Specific requirements around gender pay inequalities. Themes which have been identified across a range of these plans have been considered under general priorities highlighted above. Actions or themes which are specific to a single protected characteristic group will be included in the annual action plan for the Strategy Equality Plan to ensure these are progressed alongside general and strategic or organizational priorities. We are committed to make changes to improve the experience and outcomes of everyone with individual or multiple protected characteristics, recognizing that this in turn will improve them for everyone. However, we also believe it is important that we are realistic in the plans we are proposing so that we can really make progress on these. Therefore, we are focusing on a manageable but ambitious range of changes for 2025 to 2026 that can really make a difference to you, the people we serve, and our staff. Other issues which have been highlighted will then be reviewed to consider which will have the greatest impact ready for implementation in subsequent years. Developed in parallel with We All Belong is a detailed action plan for 2025 to 2026 which identifies the specific actions we have prioritized for the year, following feedback from our patients and the public. 6. Equality information. Information on equality characteristics has been collected inconsistently for both patients and staff in the past. Efforts are now being made to ensure that all patients and staff have basic demographic information collected about them on a standardized basis. This will mean that we will understand better our population and our people so that we can set baselines, monitor progress better, and triangulate this data with feedback from patients, their families, and staff. It is important that we can measure progress and report this as required to Welsh Government. But it is also important that we take action in areas where measurement is difficult, if these have been identified as a priority. 7. How we will monitor implementation. We are committed to making a real difference for our patients and our staff members by implementing the priorities outlined in this document and specifically the actions we have identified for 2025 to 2026. Monitoring will be done through reporting to our health board on an annual basis, with reports submitted to management board twice a year and reviewed by the health board's Strategic Equality, Diversity and Belonging Group. An annual report will be prepared for the board in March each year, which will be published and shared with partners and stakeholders, alongside the actions proposed to address the priorities in the following year, following appropriate engagement. Progress with implementation of this plan will be a topic included in quarterly performance reviews with each of the service groups within the Health Board, alongside reviewing progress against access targets and finance, to ensure that equality and this plan are given appropriate importance. We will also hold an event each year with the public, patients, carers, stakeholders and partners to help us review progress to date and identify priorities going forward. 8. Timetable. The timetable for completing this plan is outlined below. Draft Strategic Equality Plan, 3rd February 2025. SEDBG Consideration, 6th March 2025. Draft SEP to Formal Executive Team, 12th March 2025. Engagement on SEP, 17th March 2025 to 25th April 2025. SEDBG consideration of feedback and updated SEP, 1st May 2025. Final draft SEP to formal executive team, 14th May 2025. Agreement of SEP by Health Board, 29th May 2025. Going forward, we will follow an annual process to update our strategic equality priorities as outlined below. Reviewing and updating We All Belong, our strategic equality plan. 1. May 2025 Health Board to sign off We All Belong, our strategic equality plan with a detailed plan for year 1 2025 to 2026. 2. September 2025 workshop with Health Board, stakeholders including patients, carers and staff to reflect on progress and potential priorities for the coming year. 3. November 2025 Health Board to agree equality priorities for 2026 to 2027 informed by the workshop. The priorities will inform the updated plan. 4. May 2026 Health Board to receive annual report for 2025 to 2026 outlining key achievements and the detailed action plan for 2026 to 2027. 9. How you can let us know what you think. As the public, our patients, our staff and our partners, we want to know what you think about our plan. We are engaging on We All Belong between 17th March and 25th April, 2025. You can give us your feedback using the link on the following website to access our online questionnaire, sbu.nhs.wales/about-us/engagement-consultation/we-all-belong-our-strategic-equality-plan-2025-2028. Or you can email us at sbu.engagement@wales.nhs.uk. Or you can phone us on 01639683355 and we will call you back to make a note of your comments. Appendix A. Strategic context to this plan. Equality Act 2010. The Equality Act 2010 applies to all employers. It contains a series of duties that seek to protect individuals, employees and others against direct and indirect discrimination. The Equality Act lists a set of characteristics that must not be used to treat some people worse than others. These are called protected characteristics and are: age, disability, gender reassignment, marriage and civil partnership, maternity and pregnancy, race, religion and belief, sex, sexual orientation. This means that we must try to stop discrimination, increase opportunities and good relationships between people who share protected characteristics and people who do not. As part of this duty, we must show that we have considered the likely impact on protected groups when we create or review policies and practices. We do this using an impact assessment. The Act includes a public sector equality duty replacing the separate duties on race, disability and gender equality. The aim of this duty is to ensure that public authorities consider how they can positively contribute to a fairer society through advancing equality and good relations in their day-to-day activities. The duty ensures that equality considerations are built into the design of policies and the delivery of services, and that they are kept under review to achieve better outcomes for all. The duty has three aims which public bodies need to have due regard of: the need to eliminate unlawful discrimination, harassment and victimization and other conduct that is prohibited by the Equality Act; advance equality of opportunity between people who share a relevant protected characteristic and those who do not; foster good relations between people who share a protected characteristic and those who do not. Socioeconomic duty. The socioeconomic duty aims to deliver better outcomes for those who experience socioeconomic disadvantage. We recognize the importance of reducing inequalities of outcome that mean that people are at a disadvantage because of their income or because of less or lack of opportunities. National equality objectives. We have used these objectives as our overall context, creating a Wales where everyone has opportunities to prosper in line with our goal to reduce poverty, where everyone can be aware of their human rights, and where those rights are protected, promoted and underpin all public policy, where everyone can be aware of and has equitable access to high-quality public services, free from discrimination, victimization, harassment, abuse, hate crime and, or, bullying against all people, where everyone from the full diversity of backgrounds can participate in public life, have their voices heard and see themselves reflected in leadership positions, with fair and equal opportunities to gain employment and for fair and equal treatment in the workplace, including fair pay and conditions, which is environmentally sustainable with the capacity to both ensure our journey to net zero is fair and to respond to the inequitable impacts of climate change. The well-being of future generations, Wales, Act 2015. the well-being of future generations, Wales, ACT aims to improve the social, economic, environmental and cultural well-being of Wales. This means that as a public body, we must think more about the long term, finding better ways of working with our communities, our people, our networks and partners, and help to prevent problems by taking a more joined-up approach, working towards the 7 well-being goals for Wales. A prosperous Wales. A resilient Wales. A healthier Wales. A more equal Wales. A Wales of more cohesive communities. A Wales of vibrant culture and thriving Welsh language. A globally responsible Wales. Public bodies need to make sure that when making their decisions, they take into account the impact they could have on people living their lives in Wales in the future. There are 5 things that public bodies need to think about to show that they have applied the Sustainable Development Principle. Following these ways of working will help us work together better, avoid repeating past mistakes, and tackle some of the long-term challenges we are facing. Collaboration, acting in collaboration with any other person, or different parts of the body itself, that could help the body to meet its well-being objectives. Integration, considering how the public body's well-being objectives may impact upon each of the well-being goals, on their other objectives, or on the objectives of other public bodies. Involvement, the importance of involving people with an interest in achieving the well-being goals, and ensuring that those people reflect the diversity of the area which the body serves. Long-term, the importance of balancing short-term needs with the need to safeguard the long-term needs. Prevention, acting to prevent problems occurring or getting worse may help public bodies meet their objectives. Welsh Language Standards 2016. Welsh is an official language in Wales and should be treated no less favourably than English. As an organisation and as an employer, we have the responsibility of making sure that anyone can speak with us in Welsh and that we continue to encourage use of the Welsh language. Welsh Government Action Plans and Guidance. This plan reflects our responsibilities within the Strategic Equality Plan 2024-2028, the Anti-Racist Wales Action Plan and the LGBTQ+ Action Plan. We will continue to develop action plans taking account of further Welsh Government action plans and guidance which address inequity in Swansea Bay. Is Wales Fairer 2023? This report draws on all available data to measure progress on equality and human rights in Wales. Its purpose is to support evidence-based decisions by the Welsh Government, public bodies and others over the coming years with the aim of driving action and meaningful change, to make life fairer for everyone. A number of contextual factors have impacted since the last report, including the COVID-19 pandemic, the UK's departure from the European Union, the period of high inflation and the economic impact of the war in Ukraine. Some reported changes are a direct result of contextual factors such as the increase in home working following the pandemic has generally benefited parents, older and disabled people, and those with caring responsibilities. It has also created challenges, including deteriorating mental health and changes to employment patterns. Some contextual factors reinforced existing trends. Data shows continuing regional inequalities in the most deprived areas in educational attainment and life expectancy, as well as healthy life expectancy. Locked out. The report, Locked Out, Liberating Disabled People's Lives and Rights in Wales Beyond COVID-19, highlighted the toll the pandemic placed on disabled people, exacerbating inequalities, and provided a wealth of insights and a number of recommendations. The report focuses on 5 key areas. Social versus the medical model of disability. Human rights. Health and well-being. Socio-economic disadvantages and exclusion. Accessibility and citizenship. All Wales standards for accessible communication and information for people with sensory loss. The purpose of these standards is to ensure that the communication and information needs of people with a sensory loss are met when accessing our healthcare services. These apply to adults, young people and children. Sexual safety and healthcare. New legislation came into place in 2024 under the Worker Protection, Amendment of Quality Act 2010, Act 2023, placing a preventative duty on employers to protect employees from sexual harassment, and includes the need to consider and address rethinking and unlearning how we manage risk. Why it matters and why we can't talk about sexual safety without understanding misogyny. What preventative action looks like. The legal ramifications and opportunities for learning. Equality matters, improving inclusion and accessibility in public services in Wales. In January 2025, the Public Services Ombudsman for Wales issued a thematic review entitled Equality Matters. This highlighted their experience of issues raised by the public and identified the following themes: lack of reasonable adjustments, good communication, an obligation to adapt approach. These issues have been reflected in this plan, and particularly the good practice guidance principles of good administration.